And it's Talk of the Town. Joining us now, we have Amy Carpenter representing the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation. And welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
And we're going to talk about Hank's calendar here. But first, you had a fundraiser recently. Was that before or after Christmas?
Yeah, we had a fundraiser at Pet Supplies Plus for Christmas, and it was the weekend before Christmas, and we made somewhere over $200, so it was a pretty productive event.
And this is something you were telling me you'll probably be doing in the future there at Pet Supplies.
Yeah, so during like the winter and the cold months, we do one event a month at Pet Supplies Plus, so that's usually like January through May. And then in May, we start our yard sales, and we run those from May through October. And then in November through December, we start up the Pet Supplies Plus events again. So we do something once a month to bring awareness.
How can people help out with those fundraisers out at Pet Supplies Plus?
Yeah, so they can follow us on our Facebook page, the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation, and to see like where we're going to be, what time. But just coming out and supporting us, we usually at each event have cookies for people. We also have treats for dogs, dog toys, different things like that. So just coming out to support us and helping us raise money is very beneficial to our organization.
Very good. So for those that don't know, that haven't heard our interviews before, go ahead and briefly explain who Hank was and how the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation came to be.
Sure. So Hank was my sister's dog, and in 2013, he was diagnosed with a grapefruit-sized sarcoma, and we did everything to try to help him. We took him to Ohio State. I even drove him all the way to Colorado.
Wow.
He had three surgeries, radiation, chemotherapy, everything that a human with sarcoma, you know, goes through. He had the same treatment. And we fought his cancer for 20 and a half months, and then finally it metastasized in November of 2014, and that's when we lost him. It was very devastating, and, you know, I loved him like he was a child, you know, for those, you know, that have dogs that get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very, like, in a deep depression, and I decided I couldn't just sit around and be sad. I have to do something. And so I started researching, you know, facts about canine cancer, because I didn't even know when he was diagnosed that dogs got cancer. And I started researching sarcoma. And once I started learning more about it, I'm like, you know, someone's got to do something to help not only the dogs, but people who's dealing with this. And that's when I just decided to start his foundation. And that's what finally brought my joy back.
Well, and Hank's Law, that is a big benchmark that recently happened thanks to help from a lot of folks, including State Senator Tim Schaefer.
Yes, and that is like the highlight of everything, you know, the whole foundation. And that was a year ago. We actually got to go up to the governor's mansion and see all the decorations for Christmas and sign Hank's Law. And so basically what his law does is it makes July Sarcoma Awareness Month in the state of Ohio. So whenever you see a yellow ribbon, that represents sarcoma. And the whole purpose is for pet owners and humans to hear about it, Google the law, and see the signs, whether it be in a person, in a dog, and try to get an early diagnosis and hopefully a cure for their cancer. And then even on a national level, it's the first of its own kind because it recognizes dogs and people with the same cancers. It's called comparative oncology.
Mm-hmm.
And so dogs are 85% genetically like us. So when you help them, it helps humans. And the same things humans go through, the same treatments they get, dogs get. So it's like twofold because it's the first in the state of Ohio, but it's the first on a national level to bring awareness to both, you know, because we get the same cancers as they do.
Right. And I think it really has gone a long way already to raise awareness about sarcoma. And the fact, as you said, that not just dogs, but also humans, and are children, like, particularly susceptible to this?
Exactly, Mike. And so I'm a teacher, and I'm also an owner of a pet sitting business, Hank's Pet Sitting Service. And so those are the two things I love the most in the world, and they're the two most vulnerable. So dogs get sarcoma 5 times more than people, and the second most common is children. And there's actually like 4 or 5 cancers, if I remember right, that dogs and kids share in common. And so just, you know, I'm not only doing it to honor my Hank and all the friends that I've lost to sarcoma, you know, but also to little kids who I love, you know, and have dedicated my life to, you know, teaching.
Right. So, Amy, another part of this, of course, that you've done each year for many years now is the annual calendar.
Yeah, Mike. And so I was thinking, you know, last year, well, actually, I always have to have the calendars done in May the prior year. So I'm always like, I'm always messed up on my years thinking a year ahead.
Yeah.
But when I was thinking about what I would do it on, I thought, well, we have to do it on Hank's Law. I mean, that's the whole culmination of the last 5 years.
Right.
And so this year's, well, 2025 calendar is called Hank's Law, and it's basically to bring that awareness about July being Sarcoma Awareness Month. And it has pictures in it of our signing at the governor's mansion with Senator Schaefer and Governor DeWine and the people that had something to do with Hank's Law passing. And so one of the neat things about Hank's Law is one of the doctors that testified at the State House from Ohio State is the human doctor that saved Hank's life. Because when I took him to the Ohio State Veterinary Center, they wanted me to put him down because his tumor was so large. And I tried to explain to them, he's still happy. Like, no one even knew he was sick. He was functioning and he was happy. And I said, I can't do that at this point. And I'm not going to leave here until you do something to help him. And so they contacted a human doctor at the James Cancer Center, Dr. Joel Mayerson. And so this human sarcoma doctor educated Hank's vet of how to remove his tumor because a lot of times he operates on kids with sarcoma, since they're the ones that get it, the most next to dogs, and they have a small anatomy, just like dogs. So he was able to educate his vets how to navigate through his body to try to remove this tumor. And so he was part of our ceremony. And then a lady from I can't remember if she was from the Senate or the House, and when I got done giving testimony, she said, you know, she raised her hand for a question, and those are always kind of stressful times because you don't know what kind of question they're going to ask you.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, help me to know the answer to this. And she goes, I just want to commend you for bringing awareness. She said, I lost my grandson to sarcoma. And that was like very, you know, eye-opening and sentimental, you know, that here she was there hearing my testimony, and she had lost a family member.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone has lost someone, whether it be a dog, a person, you know, to cancer. It seems like none of us are untouched by that.
Sure.
And so that, you know, that was really neat to have her at the ceremony, along with one of my friends who lost her leg to sarcoma. Her name's Q, and she's now competes in Olympic sports. She does 5 different sports with just one leg. So it was really neat to have all those people part of our ceremony that day. It made it even extra special.
So what are on the pages of the calendar this year?
Yeah, so it starts out with Governor DeWine signing the calendar, and then it has different pictures like the governor and me, and then, like I said, Joel Mayerson. He was one of those doctors that I told you about that saved Hank's life. And then Dr. Hans Iwanafu, he's a radiation oncologist that focuses on sarcoma. Mm. He was at every single one of our hearings, I think except for one because he was sick. And then we gave the governor a giant Hank cookie. Remember when we were selling those last year, Mike?
Right.
And so the lady that helps us with our foundation, there's a picture of her in there with the giant cookie. I said, I bet the governor's never got a giant Hank cookie before. It was kind of neat because I'm sure he'll remember us. And then one of the cute pictures, when I got there, the governor's dog was at the top of the steps. Her name's Dolly. And she just kept staring down at me like she knew why I was there. And I said, do you think she'll get in the picture with us? And he goes, I don't know. Let's ask her. So right in the middle of the picture ceremony, she came right over and stood right between us and looked right at the camera.
Oh, wow.
And so that was so sweet because it was like she knew why we were there.
Yeah.
And then we have other pictures in it, like some of my friends who lost their dogs to sarcoma. One friend lost not only her dog to sarcoma, but her cat. And cats get it as well, just not as much as dogs do. So we have that in there. And, of course, pictures of Senator Schaefer, the one who made it all happen. And one of my friends lost her dog, Ember, to osteosarcoma and had to have her leg removed. And she still ended up passing of sarcoma. I have another friend who had sarcoma in his nose. I think he was diagnosed in his 30s. His name's Sam Davidson. He had Ewing sarcoma. And he survived it and got it removed, and now it's back again, and it's spread to his lungs. So, you know, it's such a deadly, aggressive cancer. You know, even when you think you get it, it just seems to always come back.
Mm-hmm. So the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation, that's what these calendars, the sale of these calendars benefits. Where can people pick these up?
Yeah, so they can contact me at 740-974-2811. They can also go to our website, which is www.hankcablesarcomafoundation.com.
Very good. Well, God bless you and your work to bring awareness to this. Amy Carpenter, our special guest with the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Happy New Year to you too, Mike, and thank you so much for having me.